I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Rafal badminton player Rachel Darra, who has qualified to represent Ireland at this year's Paris Olympics. Rachel, I suppose first and foremost, congratulations. How does it feel to be sitting here today having qualified for the Olympic Games?
Thank you very much. It's amazing. I mean, it's been a dream of mine since I've been a young kid, and to actually have gone through the whole process, the qualification, the 5, 6, 7, 8 years of training here in the High Performance Centre, and to actually say now that I have qualified, it is just a dream come true, but it really feels amazing.
And there was a wee bit of to-ing and fro-ing in terms of qualification. You thought you'd missed out and then you found out you'd actually qualified. Can you just maybe explain a wee bit about what the qualification process was like for you?
So I knew I kind of had judged things off the previous Olympics and kind of had looked where I'd need to aim for. So 38 girls qualified and I was sitting at number 34, but there's other rules, like there needs to be a certain amount of players from each continent, and then there was a spot save for a refugee as well. So I didn't know how many of them had reached the criteria that they needed to reach. So luckily, I made it inside by being number 34 out of 38.
Rafal has a huge badminton heritage, Rachel. In recent years, we've seen your auntie and uncle Chloe and Sam McGee represent Ireland on some huge stages, including the Olympic Games. Other uncles of yours, Joshua and Paul, are heavily involved as well. What is it about Rafal and its love of badminton?
I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about this recently. Like, I really think it is just having those role models. And for everyone who's involved in the club and Rafal has loads of really good sports clubs, hockey, boxing, football, badminton. I think it's just having those people to look up to and seeing them having come from such a small one court hall in a tiny, tiny place, go so far and have played Olympic Games, achieved European medals. Like, to see that and know that it's possible, even if you're not from the bigger cities like Dublin or Belfast, it's very positive, and it shows you that you can do it if you want to do it.
How has this season been going for you, badminton-wise?
Yeah, I've had a really good season this year. So the Olympic qualification was 12 months long. And, you know, I've had some personal bests. A top 8 at a Super 100 event is a personal best for me, and numerous quarterfinals, semifinals, at challenge level. So it's gone quite well. And now to have a little bit of break to prepare for the Olympic Games is great, because we actually haven't had any time in the last year. I think I played 24 tournaments in 1 year, which is only 52 weeks. That's like a tournament almost every second week. So yeah, at the minute I'm on a bit of a break, just in preparation for the Games.
We mentioned your auntie Chloe and Uncle Sam earlier. They've obviously got experience in preparing for the Olympics and how to handle the emotion behind it. I'm sure you've been getting some advice from them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sam is actually one of the coaches here in the centre, and he's taking the doubles group. So to have him every single day, if I need to bounce things off him, is great. And Chloe has been a massive help, like, through the whole process, because she's been there before. She knows exactly how I feel, and she's been in the situations herself. So to be able to ask her and get this kind of feedback from her, Sam and Josh, it has just been really, really valuable for me.
What do the next few months look like in terms of preparation?
So the next couple of months, we're going to have, our pre-Olympic camp is actually luckily in the National Indoor Arena where we train every day, our High Performance Centre is. And we'll have a training camp leading up to the Games there. We'll probably play a test tournament in USA or Canada before we go, and then we'll head over to the Games, I think 10 days before it starts, and get the last work done over in Paris.
And as you board that plane heading to Paris around the 18th of July, is it, have you set out a specific goal that you hope to achieve when you're there, or are you just going to give it your best shot and see how it goes?
Well, we obviously need to wait and see the draws to know who I'm playing and completely plan for those matches, but I just want to go there the best version of myself and really work hard now leading up to the Games and really compete to the best level that I know I can when I get to Paris, and just be ready to go for everything. I mean, it's an amazing achievement to qualify, but I don't just want to qualify. I want to do well when I get there.
Well, that's great. Thanks very much, Rachel. We're wishing you the best of luck in the Olympics, and we'll be cheering you on in Paris. Thanks very much for talking to us.